92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
A lot of people think one of the keys to dating is if you're ever like challenging a girl to a game, playing pool, bowling, something like that, you let them win.
No.
But that's not how you do it. You beat them down
handily,
and then you gloat in their face.
No!
And that is the best way to score a date with a girl. And that's exactly what Henry did, who's on the phone for a second date update right now. He challenged her to a race, beat her, and then gloated. And now he's wondering why he's not getting a call back. I think I might know why, Henry.
That's not exactly what happened.
Okay, well, why don't you explain to me what happened then? Because your email said that you met her while you guys were running and you challenged her to a race and beat her.
Right. So it was a 5K.
Uh-huh.
And we met while stretching. I was stretching. We were both alone.
Both That's alone it. Stretching? That sounds very intimate already.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I guess it was kind of intimate.
Did you make comments about her being very bendy and how you like that?
So creepy.
No, I steered clear of those sorts of comments.
Good.
But we were stretching and I noticed her. She was cute. We flirted. I was just, you know, asking her if she was excited about the run. Had she done this sort of stuff before? Just, you know, basic flirting, getting to know you stuff.
Uh-huh.
And she seemed really cool. I was like, oh my God, this is really great. So I said, I'll bet you lunch that I'll beat you.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Ooh, smart.
That's
Thanks,
cute.
Brooke. Yeah, no, I thought it was pretty cute.
I mean, it's just your way to make sure that you can buy her lunch.
Yeah, the whole time I was going to buy, I wasn't thinking like, oh, I'm going to like hold her to buying me lunch. You know, it was just a way to ask her out.
Yeah, I'm sure she understood that. So you ended up beating her, and then
I beat her handily, of course.
And you're still bragging about it.
I'm a good runner. I beat her. I waited for her, not in a creepy way, but I was just there. You know, everyone's having some water. I was there, and we, you know, exchanged numbers, and we went out for lunch.
All right, and how did lunch go?
Really good. I mean, I really liked her. She was really cool and funny. It was easy, and I paid for lunch again, you know, so I didn't, you know, make her pay for lunch.
Well,
why'd you laugh
you.
After that? That sounded weird. Like, I paid for lunch, if you know what I mean.
No, I felt like you guys might think that I, like, made her pay for lunch because of the bet.
You should have.
No.
Yeah,
I mean,
you absolutely should have made her pay
Jubal's
for
right.
lunch.
No.
So you said the conversation and everything was going good. Like, what are some of the things you really connected on, other than the fact that she can't run as fast as you can?
Right. I mean, there was one interesting thing I'll say. I mean, that she sort of stood out from other girls I've dated. We talked a lot about intimacy.
Intimacy, like sexual intimacy?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's pretty sweet to have on a first date over lunch.
Yeah, you know, soup and salad and talk about sex.
Wait, how'd that come up?
Wait, yeah, exactly. Because it's lunchtime, it's daylight.
I mean, I don't know exactly how it came up, but regardless, she was really free and felt comfortable talking about it. And we, you know, we both talked about it. And it was refreshing, you know, because I think, you know, I think in our culture, like, a lot of women don't feel comfortable as they should talking about that sort of stuff.
Wait, hold on, though. What exactly were you talking about? Like, the craziest places you guys have ever done it?
We didn't get that far into it, but, you know, we just sort of talked about how we feel about sex. I got the impression that she was kind of wild. I mean, she basically said as much.
Wow. She said, so she actually said that she's wild.
In so many words.
Wow. So I'm guessing you got a kiss at the end of the day then, at least.
You know, we hugged at the end of the day, actually.
Wow, she does sound like a wild one.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, again, it was afternoon, and, you know, first date. For me, I generally think, like, a first date, not much is going to happen in that way. But no, it didn't feel like I was, like, hugging my sister or something, you know? Like, it felt like there was chemistry there.
So you're saying that she's wild, and you guys talked about all kinds of intimacy, all kinds of sexual stuff on your first date, and then you ended it with a hug. I'm guessing your talk wasn't really as hot and heavy as I'm picturing it in my mind.
Friend zone.
Yeah. It's like, one time I kissed the guy on the cheek. Ooh, she's a naughty girl.
No, trust me, it was it was more than that. I know it might not sound like it, lunch date hugging, but like it was pretty hot.
All right. Well, if it was so hot, then why do you think you're not getting a call back?
I mean, I don't know. I texted her after. I didn't hear back. I waited a couple days. I texted her again, and I still didn't hear back. So I'm worried that maybe she felt, like, obligated because of the race, because I bet her that if I win, that she would have to take me out for
like
lunch.
She felt like she had no choice but to go out with you because before the race, you were like, if I beat you, I got to take you out to lunch. She's like, damn it, I didn't want to actually go out with this guy.
She has to.
I know, but I feel like it can't be that because, again, like, she was able to open up with me about personal stuff. I felt a real connection. So it just seems like it couldn't be that.
Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update then, okay?
Thank you, sure.
All right, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, Henry is on the phone with us today. He wants to call a girl named Leslie. They met at a 5K before the race. He was like, hey, I bet you if I beat you, I have to take you out for lunch. And then she giggled and was like, okay. And then he ended up beating her, and they went out to lunch, and apparently they had a romantic lunchtime date after their race. And at a certain point, that romantic lunch date turned straight up down and dirty. When he says the conversation turned to all sorts of sexual things. Something that usually doesn't happen over lunch on a first date. So he's very confused how he would have this open of a conversation with a girl and she would not be calling him back. Henry, are you ready to give Miss Dirty Talk a call?
I'm ready.
And find out why she's not getting back to you?
I'm ready.
All right.
And are you thinking of her as like this could be a potential girlfriend, or are you just really curious on whether or not she truly is wild in the sack?
Both.
Okay.
All right.
That's commendable. Nice.
I'm gonna dial her phone number right now, see if we can get her on the phone and find out why she's not getting back to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Leslie, please?
Yes, this is her.
Hey, Leslie, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. Who is this?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
What exactly is this regarding?
It's regarding somebody that you recently went on a date with.
What?
Yeah. You recently went out on a date with somebody that listens to our show, and you haven't been calling them back, so he actually emailed us to see if we could get you on the phone and find out why you've been blowing him off.
Who is it?
His name is Henry.
Oh, Lord.
You remember Henry? He said that you guys met at a 5K and then went out for lunch after?
Yeah.
Okay. That's is there a reason why you're not calling Henry back? He says he's tried to get a hold of you a bunch.
There definitely is a reason.
Do you mind sharing it with us so that we can tell him?
I don't even know what happened. It was like, you know, when I met him at the road race, he was really funny. He was, you know, telling some jokes, and I thought that was kind of cute. And
he said that he made a little bet with you before you guys started running.
Yeah, he did. That was, I mean, it was kind of cute. It was a little cocky, but it was cute.
All right. Well, it sounds like you liked him a lot. So what was it that turned you off?
Well, it was a normal date at first. You know, we sat down and we were talking about my job.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the conversation went from my job to sex.
Oh, and what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean? How do you even make that transition?
I have no idea. All of a sudden, he started asking about me and my sexual experiences with other people and other women. And I was like, what? Where did this come from?
And just out of the blue, nowhere, he just goes down a weird sexual path on you.
Yes, out of nowhere. It just caught me off guard. I didn't know what to do, so I just went along with it.
Oh, my God, you did?
Yeah, I mean, what would you do if you were in my situation?
Yeah.
Like, he just started talking to me about multiple partners, and I was stuck. I had no idea what I was doing. It was like an out-of-body experience, really.
We talked to him, and he said that you guys both mutually started talking about all kinds of sexual stuff.
No. He definitely brought it up. And all I wanted to do was get out of there. That was all that I was thinking about. Like, how can I end this lunch so that I can, like, leave as fast as possible?
Why didn't you tell him that those are totally inappropriate questions during a lunch date and you're just not comfortable?
I mean, I guess I was so in shock about how the conversation just took a turn sexual.
That is so weird. We talked to him, and like I said, he was just like, oh, she started talking about it, and then we both started talking about it.
I had nothing to do with it, and actually at one point he said, and I quote, oh, I'm totally into that. I'd be down for that. And I didn't even say anything sexual at all.
That is, I wonder what he was thinking he'd be down for. Wouldn't you love to ask him?
Oh, my God.
No, I don't ever want to talk to him.
That's
again.
A shame, because Henry's actually on the other line listening right now.
Oh, my God.
Henry.
He's on the phone?
Yes, he is. Henry, how are you going to explain yourself? What were you doing?
I don't understand. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, you were absolutely talking about sex stuff, and... You know, I mean, I hate to say it, but
Henry,
I
never brought up sex. Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, what about all the bi talk, you know?
What?
Whoa.
The what?
You said you were bi. And so I was like, oh, you're telling me you're, like, opening up or something. I'm like, okay.
Oh, my gosh. No, I never said I was bi. Where did you get that from?
You said you were. You said you were bi-coastal. And so I just, you know, I mean, I started.
Oh, my gosh.
What? You said you were bi-coastal, like, four times.
Yes, I said I was bi-coastal. Bi-coastal is not bisexual. Bi-coastal means I work on both the East and West Coast.
Oh, my gosh.
Not bisexual meaning I have multiple partners. There's definitely a huge difference.
I mean, I thought it was like a slang term for that. Who says bi-coastal like that?
A lot of people say bi-coastal, Henry.
People that are bi-coastal.
Are you serious, Henry, right now?
Oh, no.
I don't know what to say. I thought that's what it was.
So you, like, launched into a line of questions about her sexuality because you thought that she was confessing to you that she was a bisexual?
Yeah, I guess that's what I thought.
Henry.
Yeah, bi-coastal is a very popular phrase for people that work on both the East and the West Coast. And so was it after she said that you were like, ooh, I'm into that?
She just jumped into it.
She kept talking. She kept talking about it. So I thought, oh, she wants to talk about our sexualities. Okay.
Henry, you are such a dumb ass. I mean, come on.
I don't know.
I
really genuinely thought it was like a slang term. I'm not an idiot, and I thought you were trying to ask me if I was into it. So
oh,
I was kind of encouraging. I'm not, like, homophobic or bisexual phobic or something.
Obviously not. Yeah. You're actually very pro bisexuality, judging from your conversation.
Henry, either way, I mean, mix up or no mix up, you don't ask about sexual experiences on the first date.
Oh, come on, Leslie. You can see that it was a mistake. It's almost endearing.
Thank you,
right,
I guess.
That's the word right there.
Hey, Leslie, would you like to go out on a second date with Henry? We will pay for it.
Yeah, come on.
On whatever coast you want to be on, you freak.
You know, Henry, I don't know that I can really look at you seriously anymore after our first date. I'm sorry.
Aww.
Well, I'm sorry too.
Sorry, Henry.
I wish you the best though, and now I hope that this was an educational experience for you and you can take this and into your next dating experience.
At least you learned a new word today, Henry. And just out of precaution, I just want a tricycle is a bike with three wheels, in case anybody ever brings that up, okay?
Yeah, I'll pass the vocab test now.